As the 50th anniversary of Jan Palach's self-immolation draws near, the National Museum of the Czech Republic has released details on a project it has been preparing for over a year now. The house where the martyr grew up is due to become a special Palach museum and open in August. Tom McEncrow has the story.
Next Wednesday, it will be exactly 50 years since the 20-year-old student Jan Palach set himself alight in protest at apathy in the face of the Soviet occupation of Czechoslovakia. He died 3 days later. Palach's act inspired similar protests in 1969 and is remembered by a memorial on Prague's Wenceslas Square on the spot where it took place. Now the National Museum has announced that a memorial will be opened in the Palach family home in the town of Šetate, central Bohemia. Dr. Michal Stehlík, who is the deputy to the National Museum's director, provided the details.
The memorial is set to open on August 21st as a bit of a symbolic gesture. On one hand, it's an authentic reminder of the house where Jan Palach lived. However, architect Miroslav Cikán is also transforming it into a place of meditation and emotional remembrance. In cooperation with historians such as Petr Blažek, who's a big expert in Jan Palach, we're also preparing an exposition within the house that revolves around Jan Palach as a person, his act, and its symbolic value in the context of the time.
The building is said to have a black wedge placed into it, which will symbolize the communist regime. Within the house, shards of light from partly blinded windows and an empty family table will add to the symbolic atmosphere. Historian Petr Blažek says he hopes the museum also raises awareness of other similar acts of defiance.
My colleagues and I had the honor of preparing an historical exhibition that will be located in a special pavilion. It's small, but I hope that it will introduce the story of Jan Palach, his family, and the home itself in the 1960s, as well as other living torches in the Soviet bloc in a modern way.
Among the items that will feature is Palach's briefcase, which is found on the spot where he set himself on fire, and a letter found within it. Dr. Stehlík says that the museum wanted to make sure the building would not be sold or demolished. After negotiations with Parliament, a special budget was agreed that allowed the house to survive and be transformed into a memorial site. While things are not yet certain, the museum intends the memorial and exhibition to remain open in the long term. Dr. Stehlík hopes that it will attract schools and families with young children. Aside from the memorial itself, the National Museum is also taking part in a series of events across Prague next week, commemorating the anniversary of the act.